USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban on Wednesday showed off American-made armor vehicles along with newly seized weapons at victory celebrations in the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. Fighters waved white Taliban flags from Humvees and armored SUVs, many of them looking brand new. The Taliban also organized an air display with a recently seized Black Hawk helicopter, flying past the militants along the road while also trailing a white Taliban flag. Reuters is reporting a transcript from a phone call by President Biden to Afghan President Ghani. President Biden stressed the need for changing the perception of the Taliban's progress in Afghanistan, quote, whether it's true or not, end quote. The 14-minute phone call was on July 23rd. The European Commission reported on Tuesday that 70% of the European Union's adult population had been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. 255 million people have received complete vaccine doses. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Northern California resort town of South Lake Tahoe remains under threat of the fast-moving Caldor Fire. Thousands of firefighters are working to protect the area. An unidentified resident on CBS News says this is the worst fire he's ever seen.
This one's really scary. I'm afraid it's going to burn down a jewel of California.
More than 53,000 people have been placed under evacuation orders. High winds and dry conditions are not helping firefighters. Tuesday night, the fire was only 18% contained. With the United States Supreme Court not commenting, a new law went into effect in Texas that bans abortion 6 weeks after pregnancy. The law allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and anyone else who helps a woman obtain the abortion after 6 weeks. Planned Parenthood in Houston, Texas, Dr. Kumar, also a family medicine doctor, says the law is creating a lot of uncertainty for patients and providers. But Kumar insists he will comply. Planned Parenthood says they will fight the law. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's leadership of the Afghanistan withdrawal has many on both sides of the aisle questioning his supreme commander ability. Former Pennsylvania Congressman Charlie Dent tells CNN someone needs to be held accountable for the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal.
Well, I think that there has to be some level of accountability. The evacuation clearly was successful in many ways. It was extraordinary what our people on the ground did. But the policy that led up to this evacuation was disastrous on a strategic, military, diplomatic, and humanitarian level. I think the president, you know, presented a false choice to the American people. That is, either we end this forever war, everybody out, or a major troop surge. And I don't think that was the choice at all. Yes, we could have maintained an uneasy equilibrium or a very fragile status quo better than the Taliban. But I do think there has to be some level of accountability. Not right now, but over time, I think there should be someone who should probably step down over what happened, because I don't think anybody can say this policy made a lot of sense. And I don't believe for a second that the American people wanted to surrender the whole country to the Taliban on the way out the door. I hear all these polls saying that everybody wants out, but to surrender it to the Taliban and to extremists who may end up developing another base from which to conduct attacks.
Hurricane Ida's remnants will be in central Pennsylvania all the way through parts of southern New England, especially southern Connecticut today, with really heavy rain and some flash flooding. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.